Got you.
Thank you.
Hello there. My name is Robin. I'm an addict.
Hey, Robin.
I mean, we'll close down right there on a high note.
That's all.
Oh, man. Are you okay there? Yeah, right on that.
Well, you hold it.
It didn't take long to get micromanaged around here. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Do you want to? Oh, man. I already heard so much, you know. I come in, what am I going to say? Maybe something that I heard the readings. Oh, this bit, that bit, the other bit. Oh, that, I can talk about that for about 3 hours. You're going to give me a signal at some point, a couple minutes. Oh, man. And then I'm sitting here, I'm looking. What I am feeling is the energy pool that we are shared here at this moment. And it's already started to calm down, it started to focus, and it started to come alive for me. I'm yonder, I fall over, I seesaw, I go left, right, up, down, sideways. Then I come into a meeting, and I get oriented. How interesting, what a phenomena, you know? They asked me to come here, you believe that? I'm surprised. They laugh. And so was the committee surprised when I said, would you do the chair? And I said, well, as a matter of fact, this weekend would not be too bad for me to do it because I'm celebrating an anniversary. And they didn't know that. I've been clean, I've been sober, listen carefully to this, ever since I woke up this morning. And that is the fact. That is the rock bottom. That is the common denominator. And that's all I've ever done. I learned one thing, and that was it. Took a little while, though, you know, to get there. This alcohol is a drug. I didn't get that right away. My birthday would be a little sooner if I was. Never mind. Alcohol? Mother's milk, you know? Huh? Yeah? One day at a time, I've been doing it a little while. One day at a time, I've been doing it as of right now, this weekend, 27 years. Whoa. Didn't know that. This proves it can be done. Proves anybody can do it, I guess. I don't know. I'll tell you, I was off my rocker and out of my head for 17 years. I was 15, I found this at 15 to 32. That was subjectively longer than my recovery. That was a long time, you know. Then, yeah, I couldn't imagine ever matching like my using time, some clean time, and now I've overshot. I'm very surprised, you know. Trying to process it, trying to think about this. But I started, it's kind of like a little joke, I just stayed clean for one day, but that is everything in the world. I stayed clean for the day. And I get into a meeting, and I got a little ritual I do in the morning, and I, you know, I do a little prayer thing and all this. I used to say a whole big complicated prayer, and everybody's gone and all that I wanted to do and all this. It comes down to the serenity prayer now. Well, that's everything. That's focusing. It's like looking, I think, very seriously, like either like a telescope or a microscope. I use that serenity prayer to look at everything. Look, I can do some stuff today. I can't do everything today. Which is which? Give me a little peace and quiet, a little calm. And then I add on my own little beat at the end. Please give me the cardinal virtue of perseverance. Want to hear that one again? Yeah. Mother! Persevere! And I haven't sworn yet. Not really to count any, not the way I can. I'm not going to right now either. But man, I want to emphasize that bit. I come around, this is important. I was a serious user. I had a serious recovery. I take it serious, I do it. You know, I've been doing service on a level since I walked in. We need to put out the chairs, I put out the chairs. We need tea lady, I'll be the tea lady. I was the tea lady. where it says to me, you know, you can go and you can talk. When I was 6 months, I went to a hospital. I started talking to them. They said, me? I was a career dope dealer. I ran global. I was masterminding shipments, I'll tell you. And here I am going to the hospital and say, well, you know, you shouldn't do dope. I said, are you sure I can do this? I've been doing it for a long time. And I remember that. It's like a quarter of a century ago. A quarter of a century. I remember the people. I went to a very beat-up looking place, I'll tell you, and sad-looking people. And you get this energy. Like, oh, my goodness, these people are not very happy people. Maybe if they do what this thing, I just stumbled across. I'd never heard of NA 1987. What? Never heard of it. Heard of AA the way you heard of the Great Wall of China. It's somewhere out there. No. nothing to do with me, officer. And I remember St. Bernard's out in Ealing, and I went out there, and these people, man, I had such a feeling for them. And I still, right, I would have relapsed. I remember, what can I not resist? I was 9 months. I'd fought to get 9 months. I'd never had 9 weeks. I don't have had 9 days. In fact, I was awake. I was stoned. I was a dealer. What did I do? You know, at 9 months, what could I not resist? It was an old pal showing up from India. I was in India hand, a traveler, and a guy, hey, save something special for you. And I'd been to that the detox unit that morning. And I said kind of like, it's really nice, but I mean, it's a really good thing. I'm feeling a little bit on my own. And I didn't get high. And an hour later, I was so happy I had not thrown away my 9 months, and I'd never had that moment again. It's been okay. I fought that one battle. I stay reinforced. I keep this energy that we share here. And I stick with the perseverance. I like that. Somebody I love just relapsed. You ever heard of Jekyll and Hyde? You ever heard of Night and Day? You ever heard of, like, heartbreak? I'm screwed up right now. I am sad. You know, somebody I was close to, somebody who helped me, somebody I worked with, I did things with, they're not there now. They're gone. I can't believe it. God bless them. They're lovely people. I owe them a lot. Support and friendship and mutual shared. In fact, we did stuff together. What happened? I came in, how to say it? Brief as possible, I came into this in the 60s. There was a lot of dope spirituality. Acid was big, blah, blah. I had moments. They were good. Then what do? You get high. Oh, everything's great. Now what do? Let's get high again. Suddenly, a bunch of time's gone by. And I'm still, wait a minute, now, blah, blah. And when I found this, the punchline here is I found this. This is what we're all looking for. This is it. And I bought it, and it is for me. You know, I have ambition. They were kind of thwarted. It wasn't being like successful. On a good day, I was so drunk by noon, I'd pass out. It's a bright, sunny day. Oh, man. There must be a mistake. Jesus. Anyway, I woke up. It was a flash. It was a big flash, I thought. What I thought, fundamentally, it hit me like a gestalt moment. This is an illness. You got this illness. These people have got a thing for this illness. If you do what these people are saying, everything's going to be all right. Hear that? Everything's going to be all right. It's never all right. I'm waking up face down in my own vomit. I'm waking up in a cell. I'm waking up. My friends are dead. Sometimes it was cool. I was a successful dealer. I had, I traveled the world. I had money. Blah, blah, sometimes. But it wasn't. I thought, oh, if I get all this money... Wow, then, wait a minute, I got some money. I feel like, shit, I couldn't, maybe I got twice as much. Okay, no, that didn't work either. I didn't, and when I found this, anyway, the punchline, I thought everything will be all right. Well, that's a little bit of a simplification, What is all right? Who knows? But it's, this I will say, this is the best deal I ever found in my life. If I do this, things are going to get better. I've had issues, I suffer from a depressive illness. It's painful. It's not a lot of fun. I got hit by a drunk driver. I was a kid. I had serious orthopedic surgery all through my life. I'm remade. It's painful sometimes. I would worry. I'm anxious. Friends are dead. My brother who I adored died 5 years ago today. So that's another thing for me to hear. He was a loving presence. I could say a lot, but if I say that, he was a loving presence. How many of those are around? Not many in my family, I'll tell you. And it was him, and he went. He's gone. I traveled with him. He'd call me. He wasn't an addict. He'd get a little bit high and then leave it alone. Can you imagine such a person? I pissed me off. That was not a spoof. It was a mutter, mutter, mutter. Anyway, here's to him, I'll tell you. What to say? My time here. He passed 5 years ago. I could have been in jail. I could have been brain dead. I could have been dead. Instead of which, I was together and coherent and functioning, and my family asked me to do the eulogy at his funeral. And I did. I was there. At first I was crying and you can't talk. And then you focus a little bit. And I did what we do here, what I'm doing now. I look out at a congregation, a community, an energy field formed of different personalities. All of us come together for a purpose, and that day was to honor my brother, whom we all adored. And then the power came to me. And I said, I think, and I was told the right things. And we cried and we laughed, and afterwards somebody there was in the fellowship, you know, and he said to me, God was speaking through you. No, I didn't say that, and I didn't say this, but he said that. So who am I to say, you know what I mean? My personality wasn't there, I'll tell you that much. I was trying to be just honest and simple. And think that if I come to these meetings, I get a better chance for my own energy to have a flow and a health and a growth. I qualified as a specialist physician. I'm an artist. I have my own studio. I was a drunk dope dealer. You'd never think you could get from there to here. It's taken a while. But if you pick your personal goal, whatever it is, aim high. I'll tell you that. We got time. And if you do something every day, it adds up. I never knew that. The first guy got me to study to be a physician, he had this medical book. It was about as big as this building. I looked at page 300, I said, I can't do that. He whacks me on the head. He says, typical addict. Start on page 1. It was news to me, I'll tell you. And I did. It's a long time ago now. I'm regarded as good at what I do. I get well paid for it. I work as an artist part-time. It works for me, science and arts. I want to be a Renaissance guy. Why not? I don't want to be a drunk. I was. Drunken idiot. Coked up. Man. And I'm here now, and it is finished by saying what I started. It's an energy pool. We're focused. We reinforce. We're all different. Boy, people, there's a variety of people. It's fascinating. And it is like, you know, I do physical exercise. I do a little bit. I leave it alone. The next day, a little bit more. Maybe I skip a day. I come back. I stay focused. I got over that. They told me I'd never get fit of the stupid car crash that drunk driver hit us. You know, I got better. I never thought I'd have a life. I'd been trying to get it together, you know, all that time. And now I do this, and I'm stuck. It's a lot of things. Sometimes it's a joy. Sometimes it's difficult. Sometimes it's a trudge. Sometimes it's a flight. But it beats the other options, because I checked that out already. It didn't work so good for me. It's wonderful to be here, you know. So thank you very much.
Thank you.